40 right now on the ticket. We're at North Texas at the Rec Center, and it is time for Dr. Gordon Keith to take out the wireless microphone.
Hell yeah.
That shorted everything out.
Sorry, did I just blow us off the air?
We're going to talk to some students and faculty members. Now, where are you, Gordo? I don't have you located since you've gone wireless.
Craig, I'm the man cradled to your chest right now.
Oh, yes, oh, okay.
Gosh. Hopefully that'll make the school paper.
Now I have you.
Gosh,
boy,
so
do I have you.
All right. We'll talk to this young lady over here. Hi, what's your name?
Jesslyn.
Jesslyn?
Yes.
You need to correct that name.
That's a cool name.
Let's go by Jess. Did you hear I got a doctorate?
I did. Congratulations.
I'm available.
I'm married.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move along there.
Well, you got out of there.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to this guy over here. I think he just showed up for the free donuts. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, Hypnotic's the best.
Yeah, thanks to Hypnotic.
How long you had that crazy beard?
I've been working on it about 6 months.
Okay. Did you become homeless first and then have the beard, or is it the other way around?
Other way around.
Okay, good. Now tell us about your tattoos here. You got some North Texas tattoos?
I don't have that one yet. Haven't graduated yet.
Oh, you haven't? What year are you?
Well, I graduate this summer, but working on the Van Wilder plan. So.
What's the Van Wilder plan?
It's taken me 7 years to graduate. But,
okay. And you're how old?
I'm 25.
Okay, what are you majoring in?
Major in political science, minor in history, minor in classical studies.
Yeah, there's no chance you'll ever be a politician, by the way. Just look at your arms.
I've got a 2.3 as well, so.
All right.
Thumbs up, brother.
Proud. All right, we'll talk to this young lady over here. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good.
You play sports here at the university?
No, I don't, but I run, and I run in here, mm-hmm. right outside, yeah.
Generic.
Have you Which is your favorite muser?
Oh, man.
Should know who we are, I don't think.
I don't know. Well, I would say George. My brother, Kenneth, actually listens to this show a lot. So I'm here because of him. He texted me last night. He's like, Kelsey, I need you to get up.
How long is the story? Just kind of give us a
estimate. Yeah, I'm here. And he wanted me to give him a shout out.
Okay, we'll give him a shout out.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hi.
All right, there you go. She just sang his name on the air. Hey, Kenneth. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
Hey. Are you glad to be out here? Are you honored to be watching a radio show?
I'm very honored to be watching a radio show.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Man.
Moses Malone.
Our wireless technology.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. We got it. I didn't hit the button. So, what's your name?
Chris.
Would you like to give a shout-out to her brother, Kenneth?
Hi, Kenneth. It's Chris.
That's creepy. Are you married, sir?
I am.
What's your husband or wife's name?
My wife's name is Shannon.
Okay. Shannon.
It's could also be like, either.
Yes, that could be either. How long have you been married?
Let's see, 2012, so...
That's not that hard of math.
3 years, probably.
Good Lord. You act like there were decades involved. All right, I want to talk to this guy. He has more tattoos than the political science guy. No, you don't. You don't have as many. What do you have there? What does it say across the front of your chest? It says, no regrets, and regrets is misspelled.
It says, freedom isn't free.
There you go,
right, go, George.
Way you go,
now,
Gordon.
That's for you,
way
Gordon.
To go, George. And why did you get that tattoo, sir?
I lost a couple friends overseas, and I spent 7 years in, so I figured why not honor them by putting it on me for life.
Way to go, Gordon.
Indeed.
Yeah, way Gordon. To go.
Watch out for that bear trap.
Indeed. So what are the other ones? Do you have any funny ones?
I got that one with the X, and that's stuck on me forever.
That's Bryant?
You got that while you were on X?
No, I got it with an ex-girlfriend. So.
Oh, let me read it. Hold it up. Let me see it. It says, always here with you. Oh, no.
Well, almost.
Oh, that's sad. What happened to that relationship?
She left.
Oh, why? Concerned about the teeth?
No.
Came back. Glasses?
No. Came back from war and said I changed too much. So.
Oh, indeed.
Way to
indeed.
Go, Gordon.
Have you found love since then?
I got a dog.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Hey, they'll love you.
That's right, unconditionally.
How did she claim that you had changed?
I just wasn't the same person. I mean, story with everybody that comes back, you just change.
Yeah, Gordon.
Are you doing okay now? You doing good?
Yeah, good.
Good.
In college.
Good.
That's nice. Well, good. But you're behind the rope. It seemed like we would allow you a little bit closer than behind the partition.
I watch the show, listen to it frequently, so I just came up to check it out.
God bless you and your work, and thank you for your service,
sir. Oh, no problem.
Right. Thank you.
Hey, talk to my friend Abby over there. I think you'll enjoy her accent.
Okay. Are you Abby?
No, I'm not in the pink.
Okay. Hi, Abby. What kind of accent do you have?
A country accent.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you ever?
How long have you lived in the big city?
Well, I moved here in 2001 to come to school and stayed here. So I'm from Atlanta, Texas, originally. Mm-hmm. There is such a place, I promise.
Are you trying to lose the accent, or are you hanging on to it with pride?
Well, I think it just kind of stuck with me. I can't lose it. It's just kind of like a mole. It just is there all the time.
It sounds like it's turned malignant, too. I wonder if anyone could get elected president with that accent. Do you think so?
Abby could.
Jimmy Carter had an accent.
Yeah.
Do you remember Jimmy Carter?
A little before my time.
All right. Do you have a message for Giorgio? Giorgio says that you have a crush on him, or what was that about? You're telling me off air.
I didn't say that. I said talk to Abby. She's my friend. I know Abby.
Well, tell us a story about George that most people don't know.
Well, I could, but I don't think that I should be on the air telling that story.
No, probably not. The president still may be in the area.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'll just let that one lie.
Yeah.
Was it the one about George going through campus with no pants?
I heard that one, but I wasn't privileged enough to see that.
We got to go. Oh, God. There's Abby. Dr. Keith here live.
Yeah, he had bad diarrhea.
From the University of North Texas, and I didn't have pants. That. But up next.